Call the order of the San Francisco County Board of Supervisors meeting today, September 18, 2012. The time is 6:30 p.m. Everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to start tonight with public comment. It's a time on the agenda when anybody can address this Board of Supervisors on any issue that is within our purview that is not on tonight's agenda. Anybody wish to address this Board of Supervisors? Seeing none, we'll move to consent calendar. I've had two requests. Item A3 to be pulled for a separate vote, and item B2 has been pulled for a future agenda. We'll return on a future agenda. Does any Board of Supervisors have any questions or comments on any other agenda item? Anybody in the audience wish to comment on any consent calendar item, items marked with an asterisk on the agenda? Seeing none, I'll bring it back and ask for approval less item A3 and B2.
Motion to approve minus A3 and B2.
There's a motion.
Yeah, I'll second that.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Go to item A3.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't really intend for this to be a discussion item, but I'd just like to pull this for a separate vote. And I'll make the motion to approve the proclamation to proclaim October as Italian Heritage Month in San Carlos County.
And I'd like to second that.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Any comment from either Board of Supervisors or the public? Seeing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Being that we're not at the scheduled matter time yet, I'm going to go to correspondence.
This board has received a letter from the Department of Social Services regarding claims for Medi-Cal federal financial participation for in-home supportive services fraud investigations and program integrity efforts.
Refer to Community Services Agency and the District Attorney.
This board has received two letters from the California Emergency Management Agency regarding the declaration of San Carlos County as a disaster area due to the current drought conditions by the U.S. Small Business Administration and the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Refer to Agriculture Commissioner and Sealers of Weights and Measures, Office of Emergency Services, and San Carlos Economic and Workforce Alliance.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
We acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisor reports?
I'm going just to point out to the public that my field rep, Jennifer Carlson, has moved on to a new position at the Manufacturers Council, effective today, actually. And so I wanted to thank her for all her service. A lot of people actually know she's been representing both the chairman and myself. And she moved on to greener pastures, and I want to thank her again publicly for her service. Thank you.
All right. Supervisor DeMartini?
Yes, I'd like to say that this Saturday, the Westside Healthcare Task Force is going to be doing its strategic plan in Newman, Keith Boggs being the facilitator for it. And the task force is a collaboration of healthcare professionals, municipal governments, school districts, and we've recently become a nonprofit. And so the strategic plan is going to be our roadmap for the next few years of what direction we're going to go. And
okay.
I think something very productive will come out of it.
Any other board comments? Supervisor Withrow.
I'm just going to real quickly, we had a meeting on here Friday, and we hosted it here. It was made up of, it was a water meeting regarding water in California. It's about the third time we've got together. It's 12, made up of supervisors from 12 counties. And we will be coming back to this board later, hopefully for support of a resolution that we're working on. But it's dealing with both conveyance and storage, and we've got a list of projects that we're working on. And it's just great to see. It's made up of counties not only north of the Delta counties, and it's counties south of the Delta. And it's great to see, these are people with very diverse ideas as to how our water should be used in the state and how the Delta should be handled. And there's some real progress we're making there. Everybody kind of, they use this term all the time, co-equal goals. and really are, as this group is coming together and everybody's finding that there's a way for all of us to work together to get enough water to everybody. So anyway, it's a very interesting group, great four-hour meeting that we had there. I appreciate the county for hosting it up there in our conference room, and we hope to do some good things. So.
Okay. I had one as well. Just wanted to acknowledge something. 40 years ago today, a deputy was sworn into office as being a deputy, and that's our chamber deputy, Deputy Steve Raposa. 40 years in service. So, Deputy, thank you very much. Legislative Fiscal Management Report.
Chairman, I don't have a legislative report, but I would like to do a recognition here. Stanislaus County was recently notified that the county's Latino Emergency Council was the recipient of the CSAC Challenge Award. These awards honor innovation in county government. David Jones, our public information officer and a manager in the chief executive office. Great job, David. He has been the lead in this effort. This Thursday, the county is participating in the Latino Emergency Leadership Summit, and I know a few of our board members will be in attendance. The summit is extremely unique and perhaps the first of its kind in the nation. Chief Gary Henshaw, our chief of Modesto Regional Fire, along with our county fire warden from our County Office of Emergency Services, will be the keynote speaker. This event is being presented by the Latino Emergency Council, of which the county is a founding partner.
Very good.
Great job, David.
Okay. We are past the time of 6:35, so we'll move to our scheduled matter, a public hearing to consider the adoption of fiscal year 2011-2012 Consolidated Annual Performance Evaluation Report, known as CAPER.
Hey. Good evening, Chairman O'Brien, members of the board, Ms. Nino, and Mr. Doring, Angela Freitas, your planning director. This evening, we do have an item that has two components. The first component is the CAPER, the Consolidated Annual Performance Evaluation Report, which describes the outcomes of the Community Development Block Grant and Emergency Solution Grants program for the 2011-2012 fiscal year. And the second component is the substantial amendment to the annual action plans for the Neighborhood Stabilization Programs 1 and 2. With me this evening to present the CAPER and the substantial amendments is Kristen Dowd.
Good evening. Kristen Dowd, Assistant Planner. As Angela said, I'm presenting the Consolidated Annual Performance Evaluation Report for fiscal year 11-12 and the substantial amendments to the Neighborhood Stabilization Program. Our member cities of Ceres, Houston, Newman, Oakdale, Patterson, and Waterford qualify Stanislaus County as an urban county under HUD definition. And as an urban county, we're eligible to receive entitlement funds through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. And as a condition of receiving these funds, we're required to develop a 3-to-5-year planning strategy called the Consolidated Plan. The CAPER, also required by HUD regulation, provides an overview of the progress made over the last fiscal year in meeting the goals set forth within that Consolidated Plan and concurrent annual action plans. This document requires a 15-day public review period and covers accomplishments for the CDBG, ESG, CDBGR, HPRP, and NSP programs. The total allocation for this fiscal year was approximately $2.3 million for CDBG and $110,000 for ESG. 10% of the total CDBG award was set aside for public services, which were awarded through a competitive process. The urban county received a state water board grant for the planning, engineering, and design of sewer infrastructure projects for both the airport and park lawn neighborhoods. This has allowed the county to set aside the fiscal year 11-12 allocation for an infrastructure project this fiscal year. Throughout fiscal year 11-12, the cities of Ceres, Houston, Newman, Oakdale, Patterson, and Waterford implemented many infrastructure projects, which included replacements of sections of water main lines, curb, gutter, sidewalk, and ADA curb ramp improvements, and street paving and overlay improvements. In terms of fair housing, the nonprofit agency Project Sentinel provided fair housing and tenant landlord services to 518 urban county residents. Of those, 26 fair housing cases and 38 tenant landlord cases were successfully mediated through either counseling, conciliatory agreements, or education. Computer Tutor, provided computer training through their targeted technology training program to 880 residents throughout the county. And through a partnership with the Alliance WorkNet, $20,000 was provided to a local nonprofit to provide job training with the goal of hiring the program participant at the end of the program. Three low-income urban county residents successfully completed an internship through Alliance WorkNet and were placed, and one of those has been hired on permanently. The NSP program acquired 10 additional foreclosed vacant homes for a cumulative total of 91 foreclosed housing units. 17 of those NSP units were resold to first-time home buyers in conjunction with down payment assistance. And throughout the program, a total of 57 NSP units have been resold to first-time home buyers. The Community Development Block Grant Recovery Program, which is now completed as of August 2012, retrofitted a total of 26 housing units with solar panel installations and energy efficiency improvements. The program also created green job training for 20 local displaced workers. The HPRP program provided case management, housing search and placement, and rental and utility assistance to homeless households and to households at risk of homelessness. As of July 2012, the program served a total of 256 individuals, made up of 102 households with rapid rehousing assistance, and 436 individuals made up of 122 households with homeless prevention assistance. And this program did end also in August of 2012, but similar activities are eligible under the amended ESG program, although the funding is much more limited. 18 nonprofit programs were awarded approximately $230,000, or 10% of the total CDBG allocation, to provide public services to very low and low-income families or individuals. Services provided by the awarded agencies included utility assistance, case management, emergency food assistance, senior and youth services, assistive technology, homeless services, crisis intervention, and parent education. And one example of these public service programs is Second Harvest Food for Thought program. And they provided bags of food twice a month, along with nutrition education, to 515 students who are participating in after-school tutoring programs at three low-income elementary schools. The ESG program received approximately $110,000 for fiscal year 11-12, and grants were provided to five local nonprofit organizations for projects that served over 500 individuals with shelter, case management, rapid rehousing, and homeless prevention assistance. And one of those agencies that participated in ESG funding was the Salvation Army's Barbarian Transitional Living Facility. They provided on-site security through our funds for the Transitional Living Facility, which provides up to 24 months of shelter, along with case management and basic medical care. They provided services to 70 homeless persons over the fiscal year. All subrecipients of Urban County grant funds are monitored quarterly. On-site monitoring visits are conducted to ensure that subrecipients are in conformance with program regulations, which includes having adequate documentation in their program and case files, having spent grant funds on eligible activities, having an adequate financial management process, having required policies and procedures in place, and having submitting accurate reports. Additionally, county staff is monitored by HUD generally once every 3 years. And their most recent monitoring of the CDBG program, which occurred in June 2012, found no monitoring concerns or findings, and stated that overall the county's administration of the CDBG program was found to be in compliance with statutory and regulatory program requirements. A second portion of this item is a substantial amendment to the Neighborhood Stabilization Program. We are amending the 08-09 Annual Action Plan to inform the public about plans for the development or disposition of two parcels located in the city of Oakdale that were purchased with NSP-1 funds. Due to the elimination of redevelopment agencies statewide, the development of the parcels need to be reevaluated. A secondary substantial amendment to the 10-11 Annual Action Plan is also completed to include three additional target areas for the NSP-3 program, which includes the cities of Ceres, Oakdale, and Waterford. And with that, staff recommends the board approve recommendations 1 through 3 as listed on pages 1 and 2 of your board report. and staff is available for any questions.
Any questions from Board of Supervisors?
Does it mean you're going to sell the property in Oakdale? Is that
potentially. There is that potential. NSP1 recognized development of single-family dwellings, which was the intent with the redevelopment funds. This would allow for the opportunity of possible multifamily housing project through a nonprofit agency, or they could sell the property and then reuse the funds through the NSP program.
Okay. This is a public hearing. I'm going to open a public hearing and ask if anybody wishes to comment on this item. They may do so at this time. Seeing no one, I'm going to close the public hearing, bring it back to the board. Any further comment? Direction. A motion by Monteith.
Second.
Second by Withrow. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0.
If I may just have a moment of the board's time, I just wanted to acknowledge that some of you may already know Aaron Farnan, our Community Development Manager for the Planning Department, has accepted a position as Executive Director of Community Housing and Shelter Services starting October 1st. And so I'd just like to acknowledge and thank Aaron for all of his community development efforts and leadership that he's shown to the county over his 8 years with the department, and to wish him the best in his new position.
Very good. Brings us to the end of our... give him... Brings us to the end of our agenda. I've noticed a couple people come in since I've started the meeting, and I'll ask if one last time if there's any public comment tonight on any issue that is not on tonight's agenda. Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned.